Dr. Manji, did you take a report of consultation on patient Gertrude Rosales, Gertrudes, last name Rosales, date of birth 10/16/1963, referring physician Dr. Muhammad Mikbel, M-I-Q-B-E-L. First name Mohammed. One Journal Square Plaza, number 2, Jersey City, New Jersey 07306. Dear Dr. Mikbel, Mikbel. Thank you for referring Miss Gertrude, Gertrudes, Rosales, Rosales, date of birth 10/16/1963, for infectious disease evaluation, period, new paragraph. As you know, patient was recently discharged from Hoboken University Hospital, where she was treated for acute kidney failure. Patient has past medical history of diabetes, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, gout, as well as breast cancer. Status post bilateral mastectomy with breast reconstruction. Social history, doesn't drink, smoke, works as a medical assistant, as a nurse, has no known allergies to medications, current medications reviewed and include metformin 500 milligrams daily and losartan 50 milligrams PO daily. Review of systems, negative for fever, chills, cough, shortness of breath, abdominal pain, nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Physical examination reveals a well-nourished, well-developed female, awake, alert, oriented, times 3. BP 130 over 70, pulse 76, respiratory 18. Head normal, ears normal. Clear heart as minus 2, abdomen soft, non-tender, no masses, no guarding, no rebound. Hemorrhage, no cyanosis, no clubbing, no edema, neurological, non-focal. Impression. Patient was recently admitted to Hoboken University Hospital with acute renal failure and the possibility of post-streptococcal glomerulonephritis was entertained. Fortunately, with therapy, her renal failure resolved and returned to baseline. She was treated with IV antibiotic therapy as well as steroids. Presumptively poor post-streptococcal glomerulonephritis. Workup at that time also revealed evidence of Epstein-Barr virus, low-level titers. However, this could have been an incidental finding, period, new paragraph. Patient appears to be doing well, her blood pressure is controlled, and she has no major physical complaints at this time. I've advised her to follow up with you for regular checkup, and she'll be seeing Dr. Mugni, who deserves credit for his excellent care for this patient, allowing her to return to normal activity and normal renal function, period. New paragraph. Thank you very much for allowing me to participate in the care of your patients. Sincerely, Anthony J. Mangi, MD, FACP, and the dictation.